Welcome to Get Funded, the show that provides everything you need to get investors as excited about your tech startup as you are. With your guide, Stuart Prestedge. Most startup founders need longer-term thinking and a concrete, documented plan for after they've got funding. This episode shows the wider potential of pulling together a solid 3-year strategic plan.
Well, 10 years is too much. 5 years is arguably too much. They should have a 3-year plan. No, they don't. Well, sometimes they do, but often they don't. It just amazes me. You know, these are intelligent people. You know, they're not experienced, but they're intelligent. They don't haven't even created a business plan spreadsheet. You know, it's like, okay, we need to do this because we've got to be able to back up the numbers in your pitch deck. Because they're like, I need funding. You know, what I want is funding. And I say, what you need is a stable business with a strategy and a plan and you know, a clear pathway to getting your funding, building your product, launching, getting your product market fit, you know, starting getting revenue and growth and possibly then go on to seed funding and you know, success. One founder was recommended to me, wanted to build an app and you know, wasn't quite sure, had an idea, wasn't quite sure what to do. And I basically mapped out the whole process for him, you know, including that sort of decision making and recognizing what decisions are not made yet, and understanding the requirements and turning those into technical spec and then the designs and then checking back and all the I laid out everything for him. And me and my most recent business partner built the app for him. So from concept to launched app, and he said, I've been doing this for 35 years. He said, I have never, ever seen it go so smoothly. You know, the process was just so seamless, you know, because I've tried to stick to a process that has been designed to mitigate all the different problems that can happen. So that's one story. And it was a great app. I was really quite pleased with it. That's one story. Same again with another client, and had a big team, you know, business team, and asked me to sort of head up the tech. But I completely sort of brought all the teams together, the outsourced teams, again, went through this process, but in this case it was outsourcing, you know, the front end, the back end, the admin portal, and the hardware architecture was important. You know, so the infrastructure was really important for this because it was going to be like billions of transactions. Put all that together, I created proof of concept. I put in like prototype code where it kind of like mocked up what was expected of it, because it was critical that it was like, you know, spot on. I did all the documentation. You know, I did the whole thing, the whole CTO, the whole hands-on CTO bit, but you know, including my process of getting from idea to product. For legal reasons, they had to stop doing it, but they basically sold what I had done. Plus, they'd commissioned some branding stuff to be done. I don't know what that cost them, but they sold that for £4 million. You know, and I don't think that branding would have got them for £4 million. You know, from a branding exercise. So yeah, so I was quite pleased with that. Except I didn't see much of it, which is a shame. But yeah, they were very happy with what I'd done. I was hearing all the time, I would love to join your mentorship program, but I can't afford it. And I can't afford £3,000 as it was at the time, I think. You know, I need funding. So therefore, I kind of made a strategic decision last November, December, something like that, I'm going to focus on helping people to get the funding because that's the biggest need. So I created this program that I've got now. It's evolved a little bit over this year, but I launched it in January of this year. And it seems to have hit the spot. You know, people need funding. And I'm getting loads and loads of people who are like, I need funding. Just over the weekend, I finalized my longer-term strategy. I've called it something for everyone. So it's kind of like, okay, whether you're at concept stage, pre-seed stage, you've already launched, or you need to get seed funding, I've got, you know, a program for you. So 1-4 programs right up to when they've got seed funding. And even my mentorship program could go on after that. If I want to, I can pick and choose that. But also people who can't afford that or aren't ready for that in a mindset way or practically not ready or, as I said, can't afford it, I've got now a couple of courses and a workshop that they can join. So I've got kind of something for everyone. where they come in at the right stage, they come in at the right thing, and they kind of work their way up to the seed program. So yes, I can continue helping people up until when I don't want to, because I like the early stage. I don't really want to sort of get into sort of just normal running a business and all that sort of boring stuff. I like the zero to growth. You know, I've learned a lot and I love learning and I absorb this stuff. You know, one of the sort of phrases, the marketing phrases is, you know, sell people what they want, give them what they need. You know, and I've taken that to heart because I sell them, you'll get pre-seed funding, but I give them actually all the foundational stuff that they need.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Get Funded. Are you ready for further support? To validate your startup idea and receive hands-on help from Stuart himself, head to softwarestartupspecialist.com/start. Please also leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.